everyone. Welcome to Loon Dive here on Sound of the Loons. I'm Steve McPherson, and while Minnesota United is returning many of the players who were at the heart of the team last year, the Loons are also welcoming some new members to their raft. That's what a group of Loons is called, by the way, a raft, this season. Today we'll hear from Marlon Hairston, Ja'Cory Hayes, and Aaron Schoenfeld. But first up is Uruguayan defender Jose Aja. Jose, welcome. How you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm fine, thank you.
You just got here, right?
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. How's the hotel?
Hotel life, you know.
You get used to it.
Resting, eating, and just sleeping.
Nice. You've been through a couple different teams, so this is, this is part of the footballer's life, right? You know, you're one place, and then you go somewhere else. Is there any kind of stuff you do that you sort of gotten accustomed to? This is a good way to get to know people. This is a good way to get settled. Like, how do you do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, the first weeks, my favorite thing to do is go out with the teams to get some dinner, some lunch, so I can know them better than in the field, because in the field you just train with them, but outside they have a family and they have a life. So if we take some dinners and we lunch together, we can know each other better.
Yeah, it's important to form those bonds. Yeah, there's a lot of good food around here. There's a surprising amount of different kinds of food in Minneapolis. I mean, it's a pretty, there's a Colombian spot on the street that I live on. So yeah, it's a good place. So far, the weather, how do you feel about the snow?
Yeah, it's really nice, because in Uruguay, in my country, you never see the snow.
Sure.
So it's my second time, because I was in Vancouver 2 years ago.
All right.
But in Vancouver, you see the snow just in the mountains. So here it looks amazing, what the snow in the city is really nice.
Well, we definitely appreciate you being here and taking the time to talk to us. And welcome again to Minnesota. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
Jose Aja there, talking a little about his lunch and dinner plans as he gets to know his new teammates. And I also really appreciated his enthusiasm for the snow here in Minnesota. I got the chance to talk to Marlon Hairston a bit before preseason really got going. The former Houston Dynamo player looks like he's settling in nicely with the squad. Marlon, how have you been?
I'm good, man. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah?
Enjoying coming here with the guys. Got a chance to meet a lot of them and starting to feel very integrated into the group. So I'm enjoying myself so far.
How was Florida overall?
It was a fun trip. We got a chance to get a lot of work done. It was intense. Some tough sessions, and a lot of guys gave everything they had to it. And, you know, I think that was a result of us going down there with the right attitude, the right mentality to get better through preseason. And we came back with three wins, so we're impressed.
Is it, you know, obviously the guys who are here for a while, there's guys returning from last year, guys who were signed sort of before the preseason, then even now we're getting guys like today, right, who are just coming into Minnesota. I think Raheem Edwards came in last night at like 10 o'clock and now he's here. So can it be tough to sort of get everybody on the same page in time for the start of the season?
Yeah, it can be tough, but I'm sure we're not the only team that's going through this process right now. So, and another good thing is, you know, the guys that we're bringing in also have experience, so they won't be new to this. You know, fortunately for us, we still have a few weeks left in preseason to continue to get better as a team. And, you know, we have a few practices here left before we head to Portland for our next preseason trip. And we're looking forward to get better throughout the process.
Nice. So so when you're not playing soccer, what do you like to get up to in your off time? Obviously, there's training. You got to go hard, but you also got to take it seriously to sort of recover and everything like that. What do you do to just sort of get out of that headspace a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, usually in my off time, I just usually just like to kick my feet up and relax. You know, sessions are usually hard. You know, you're practicing, and then you usually have a gym session afterwards. So I just try to get my mind off of soccer, you know, while I'm home. Enjoy myself with maybe watching basketball or other sports, or, you know, movies or TV shows, whatever it may be. And, you know, my day off, maybe I like to shop a little bit also. So anything just away from soccer itself. But yeah, because I spent a lot of time here and mm-hmm. It's tough.
Nice. So do you have a favorite NBA team?
I don't have a favorite NBA team, but my favorite NBA player is LeBron.
Nice. I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's a given right now.
Yeah. It's crazy how long he's just been so good. I mean, I remember him coming out of high school, and yeah, I was like, this guy looks legit. And I was living with a guy who was just like, oh, yeah, you know, who knows? He's sort of hyped up. And I'm like,
Yeah.
He's really lived up to it. And he's been an amazing just human being for the right. league, I think, which right. is tremendous too.
Yeah, it's commendable. Him coming from a small city in Akron, me coming from a small city in Jackson and Mississippi. So I have a few things that I can relate upon him coming to from similar situations in smaller cities and things like that. But just the way that he's had a great career, been able to do it for so many years at such a high level. You have to respect it. And, you know, as a player that I really enjoy watching.
Excellent. Marlon, good to catch up with you.
Thanks for having me.
Marlon Harrison is likely to be an important player in multiple positions during a long MLS season, and clearly with aspirations for a long career, doing everything he can for his team and his community. Another guy coming up to Minnesota United from Texas is Ja'Cory Hayes, who spent the past three seasons with FC Dallas before joining the Loons this season. And he also had some opinions on recent Best Picture winner Parasite to share with us. Welcome back to Minnesota. Were you here before? I can't remember when everybody got traded or moved.
Yeah, I spent a week here, so I got...
It's coming fast and furious.
Yeah, day two of preseason, I showed up. So.
Okay. So you were here already. You went down. You got away from the winter a little bit.
Yeah, and now you're reminded.
Now you're back in it. So how was the preseason trip down to Florida for you?
It was nice. And, you know, like you said, get away from the cold. You know, being in the hotel, you get to really meet the guys and, you know, see them in a different light off the field and away from the locker room. So it was nice to just, like, meet everyone.
Yeah. So have you gotten tight with anybody so far? Do you have a roommate or anything?
Yeah. So Ike was my roommate down in Florida. So he's a good guy. I knew him before just being a Wake guy and actually like spent a few nights at his house in Kansas City a couple of years ago. So it was nice to, you know, like hang out with him a little bit longer this time.
Yeah, Ike is a great guy. Yeah. He's has his own podcast that he does with Benny and Sal. And he's come on ours a couple of times, but I think he doesn't like that he can't swear. Since this is like the company podcast, we have to keep it a little clean. So
he can't censor himself.
Yeah, you know, he's like, he would come on more if he, yeah, but anyways. So you're coming in from FC Dallas. What was your experience like there? And then what was your off season like, just sort of, you know, taking time away from the game? So how was FC Dallas?
It was good. I mean, I learned a lot there, you know, first 3 years of my career, you know, professional life and everything. So I've definitely matured a lot being down in Dallas for those 3 years. And, you know, hopefully it's prepared me for life up here and, you know, being able to contribute to this team. As far as off season, it's kind of all over the place, kind of travel a lot to see family and friends. And,
sure.
You know, also just being in like your home area just to train and, you know, work out. So it's kind of all over the place in the off season.
What do you get up to when you're not training? Like, do you like to, do you go out? Do you hang with friends, movies, TV? What do you do?
I like movies a lot, I try to watch, you know, all the Oscar nominated movies and films and, also, you know, I try to read and, you know, try to stay mentally sharp. Didn't do that too much my first year and then got back to it. You know, I had to take a break from college.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's a lot coming off of college. Yeah. So.
But yeah, I try to, you know, keep myself mentally stimulated.
Yeah.
Off the field.
So Parasite won the Best Picture of the
Incredible.
Year. Did you see it?
I saw it on the flight back from Florida.
Okay.
And so as soon as we landed, I texted my sister that Parasite is brilliant.
Okay.
Cause she's the one who kind of told me about it. I really had no idea, but I don't think she had seen it herself either.
Ah, okay.
But, I told her it was brilliant and then watched the award show and I wasn't surprised at all.
Yeah. The reaction seemed to be I wasn't watching the show and I'm the father of two children. And so I haven't seen a movie that's not a kid's movie or a Star Wars movie in the theaters in like 3 or 4 years. But the reaction to Parasite's win seemed to be possibly the best movie actually won Best Picture, which is sort of a rarity sometimes with the Oscars. So I guess that's good. Were there any other ones that were nominees that you saw that you thought were worthy?
You know, I saw Parasite. I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
I didn't really get the hype of that one.
Sure.
I mean, I thought it was well made, but never really thought that was the best movie. I guess I need to catch up on the rest of them.
Okay.
1917 was great.
Yeah. That's one to probably see in the theaters, I think.
Yeah. So definitely to catch like how it was shot and everything.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'll get around to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's during the season, you still have some downtime.
Yeah,
you can catch up on your Netflix queue then. So.
Yeah.
All right, Ja'Cory, thanks for coming by.
No problem.
Midfielder Ja'Cory Hayes not feeling the latest Quentin Tarantino movie, which I can respect, but also can't understand because I haven't seen it yet. But hopefully, soon I will. To add depth at forward, Minnesota United signed Aaron Schoenfeld, whose hold-up play gives MNUFC yet another look up front. Aaron last played in MLS for Columbus Crew, but he spent the last few years playing in Israel for Maccabi Tel Aviv. And we had a really good conversation about his experiences there and in his career as a professional soccer player in general. Aaron Schoenfeld, welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank
Were you, have you been here before?
No, but my father graduated high school out of Duluth.
Oh, yeah.
His father, I think, was stationed up there, maybe Air Force.
Okay.
I think that's why they're there. So a little bit of family history there.
Sure. Nice. Yeah. The thing I'm really curious about is you've been playing in Israel.
Yeah.
For the last several years, four years or so.
Now.
Yeah. So what was, I mean, that's a lot of time to sum up, but
yeah.
You know, what was that experience been like?
It was obviously an experience for a lifetime. A culture shock at first, but I think it really made me grow as a person, grow as a player, and really, I don't know, kind of find yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're away from family, all your friends, everyone you love is 7,000 miles apart, and you really have to grow as a person.
Yeah. So people come and visit you, though. You obviously.
Yeah, my family came. My brother used to come a lot. A couple friends, all my friends from high school that I was close with, would come and crash, and it was a good time.
Nice. Yeah. So what was the soccer like there? Like what was the experience of the game?
It was good, man. The league there is pretty technical. I would say it lacks a lot of physical play, but very technical. You know, in our best years at Maccabi, we're in the group stage of Europe, and yeah, it was fun. It was pretty competitive, and Last year was a great year for us. We won the league.
Nice.
Yeah, and this year we're 6 points clear, or they're 6 points clear.
Sorry. Got to make that transition,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, the transition in the head. Still 6 points clear.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. Great club.
Nice. And now you're coming back to MLS. You were in Columbus before, correct?
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting back to MLS here?
Yeah, looking forward. I think I've grown a lot as a player. You know, you come into MLS like a chicken with your head cut off. You know, you're 21. You've been playing college soccer. And
yeah.
You know, it takes 2-3 years to make the jump, I feel like. And like this last year's in Columbus, I was coming into myself and, you know, I was able to go to Israel and really work on my craft and I feel a lot better.
Yeah. A couple of guys I've talked to last year, we had a couple of rookies, Chase Gasper and Hassani Dotson.
Yeah.
And they talked about that transition from college soccer and how college soccer is like, it's like these 3 months of intensity. You're playing so many games and then you get to MLS and there's sort of that experience of learning to pick your moments because it's such a long season. And if you just go hard all the time, you know, I mean, you want to give everything to every game, but that you got to sort of figure out how to like give that and then sort of sit back a little bit.
Exactly. I think when you're young, especially coming in the league, pretty much, you know, anyone who's drafted was, you know, the guy, you know, on their college team.
Right.
And it's hard. Now you're in the backseat, trying to work on your craft, trying to, you know, refine everything. And just, you know, it's just such a big jump in speed of play and everything. And I think when you're young, you're a bit lost at first, but it takes a couple years. And sure, you see most guys in the league transition second, third year, fourth year, you start to see them really develop.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about your game as an attacker. You've obviously got size. Like what do you bring on the field?
I think, you know, I'm strong, good in hold-up play. I think over the last 3-4 years I've developed a lot. And finishing around the 18, I've got a lot sharper. You know, a lot of times at Maccabi, I would play on the wing. You know, I was pretty versatile there. And a lot of games in Europe, always on the wing. And, you know, I think I bring a lot of versatility.
Yeah. That hold-up play can be kind of a tough role. You definitely get a lot of people kicking your legs.
Yeah, yeah, especially in the States. You have some big defenders, but it's a selfless act. You know, end of the night, your back normally hurts and getting hit. But, you know, it's part of the game, being a big striker.
Yeah. So are there any particular matchups or anything you're looking forward to in the season, teams? I mean, like, you're going to obviously get the chance to play against Columbus, you know, who used to be your old team, things like that.
It's going to be fun, you know. I still have a lot of friends there.
Yeah.
You know, me and Ethan played there for 4 years together. Still have a group message going on.
Nice.
Message him the other night. But, yeah, that'll be a fun matchup. I don't know. I have a lot of friends in Nashville. My family's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
So oh, sure, yeah.
It'll be fun. A lot of friends all live there. That'll be a fun matchup. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to those two games.
It's a fun, I've talked with Ethan about it before too. It's sort of this, you know, I think as fans, we watch teams and you're like, these guys playing these guys, there's the, you know, this competition you want to win, obviously, but the players have more in common with each other than they have virtually with anybody else.
In terms
that you know what you're going through. And so a lot of guys just stay tight. You stay friends with the people.
Stay tight. You can look at it. I mean, another example, the NBA, look at LeBron and these guys, and they're all friends in the league, but I think all of us are a little bit crazy in the head. We have this competitive drive.
Sure.
Once the game starts, you don't care who it is. You'll kick them. You know?
Yeah.
A little crazy.
You can be friends afterwards.
Yeah,
right?
Friends after, but yeah, we all get a little crazy.
All right. Well, Aaron, thanks so much.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
So there you go, a little bit of a get-to-know-you session with some of the new faces you'll see around Allianz Field this season. I'll be honest, there isn't one guy I got to talk to who didn't seem like a solid stand-up dude, and it will be fun to see some of these guys get their chance to fight for a spot in the starting 11. The 2020 MLS season kicks off for Minnesota United on Sunday, March 1st at Providence Park against the Portland Timbers in a game that starts at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1.